What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Nerdament Podcast. This is a special episode today. We're here with Matt McNamara, right? I said that right? Sorry. I stumbled through that one.
Got it.
Matt McNamara of the Supernormal and Pilot Seasons Podcast. How are you doing?
Yeah, perfect. Good. How are you guys?
Doing good. Tell us, like, obviously, I don't know how much overlay we have between our two podcasts or our three podcasts. So, let's start off with the Supernormal. What is the Supernormal podcast about?
So, Supernormal is me and a couple of friends. We take a look at different supernatural or paranormal things each week and decide whether they're real or not. And our word's final.
Okay. It's the official word then.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Aaron doesn't believe in ghosts. So
that's what our whole season that we're doing right now is about, ghosts. So
I thought you didn't believe
in ghosts. Explain yourself.
Either. I don't. Okay.
Explain yourself.
I talk about it. This is gonna come in the next like Nerdament episode. But like, whenever somebody asks me this, I pretty much say like, I don't believe in ghosts, logically. But if you stick me in a dark room, then my like resolve wavers very quickly.
Right, yeah.
So I don't strictly not believe them, but I don't strictly believe them either.
Can't believe this man.
Right. That's okay. We've got new non-believers on the show.
So oh,
yeah. Okay. It kind of goes back
where,
and forth.
Where do you fall in that? Where do you fall in that spectrum of non-believer and of believer and skeptic?
I'm kind of in between. Like, I'm an optimistic skeptic, I'd say.
Okay.
Like, I don't really believe in any of it, but I think it'd be cool.
That's fair.
Okay, yeah.
That's fair. That's fair. All right. Okay. Sure. And then Pilot Seasons. What's that one about?
So Pilot Seasons is me and a friend. Each week we take a look at a different show that only lasted one season. And decide whether we would bring it back or not.
What kind of show was we talking about here?
So in our first season, we did John Mulaney's sitcom that he made called Mulaney. We did.
It was weird. That was a weird first like episode. That was a weird show.
It was. Dude, so many of the shows were weird. But so we sort of pitted the shows against each other, and the one that won the season was Zack Stone Is Gonna Be Famous. Bo Burnham's show from like 2012.
Whoa.
I do remember that. I don't.
Barely.
Yeah.
Wow. That's something I have not heard that in a while. I forgot the name.
We did cover Inhumans too.
And, that's not good enough to bring back.
No, it was not.
No.
No.
It was not.
Ruined it for them in the MCU.
Oh, though. Yeah. That was bad.
It was very disappointing. For those of y'all that like saw our last season on Nerdament, we talked about Black Bolt a lot, and we had a lot of Black Bolt love.
We love Black Bolt.
That show hit hard.
Show was bad.
All right, so, do you guys think there's any hope the Inhumans will ever come back?
Not in the near future.
Yeah, I think it would be a while.
Yeah, it would. They gotta wait.
Cool off.
You gotta wait for like the living memory of that show to die down.
Yeah,
and if they do bring them back, they gotta put the wishbone on Black Bolt's head.
At least it has to be more accurate.
It's like the most famous part about him.
Yeah.
That's fair. But yeah, those are my shows. They're fun.
Swamp Check Thing. Did you talk about Swamp Thing?
We have not talked about Swamp Thing, the show that was like
canceled before it came out.
CW.
It was. Was it CW?
It had better CG.
It may have just
CW.
Been like a DC like show on like their app that they used to have.
Oh yeah.
But then right. HBO Max.
Like, yeah. It was ironic because it was better than. It was better than a lot of the shows DC was trying to get, like, to sell to people, but they just canceled it immediately.
They canceled before it came out.
Yeah.
But that show...
Season of Titans.
And yeah, and we have four seasons of Titans.
I don't want to start on Titans.
Oh god. Yeah, and
well, tell you what though, if we do Swamp Thing, I'll ask if you guys want to come on.
Yes. Swamp Thing is legit. I love Swamp Thing. I love the TV show. I love the character. He was in our finale last season.
Yeah. Hayden loves
Swamp massive Thing plant is voice. The move. Love him. Love him.
Also Man-Thing.
And Man-Thing by adjacent.
Yes.
By adjacent. Co-creation. Man-Thing. Just as cool. But yeah, I mean, so we're here today to answer a question that is on everybody's mind. I'm sure everybody has thought about this at least once. And Matt, you are the one who chose this. So would you like to explain to the audience what we're here to do?
So let me start off by saying I knew I wanted to do the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I wasn't Fair. Sure who I wanted them to play. Teen Titans came to mind. The Power Rangers came to mind.
Power Rangers, dude. Oh, that would
be
a good one.
That would be dope.
That
would
have been a good one.
Well, I felt like this was the closest matchup I could think of, and that was the Penguins of Madagascar.
four animals.
It's two, like, four animal teams.
Yeah, and the Power Rangers have five.
Yeah.
Exactly. Same with Teen Titans.
Yeah.
It's true.
The Power Rangers one, we gotta keep that in mind.
They both use primary colors.
Primary colors and ninjas. Right.
Yeah.
That would have been dope. But.
Maybe a sneak episode?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Winner of this fights the Power Rangers.
That's fair. True. All right. Winner gets the Power Rangers.
That's a good idea.
So, do you wanna go first? Since you're gonna talk about them turtles?
I'll let you go first.
Okay.
So I get an idea of what I should say.
All right. I got them penguins from Madagascar. All right. They are like a mixture of secret agents and special forces. All right. That is Skipper Kowalski, Private, and Rico. Okay. Rico is voiced by two different people. I would like to point that out. I don't remember him ever having a conversation, but he has voiced by two different people.
He just made like grunts, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was like that crazy dude who like threw up all of the things that they needed.
Yeah.
All right. So Skipper Kowalski, Private, and Rico. All right. They are trained in multiple weapons usage and surveillance gear, and they can drive cars and boats. They once landed a plane. These are no ordinary penguins. All right. Now, they are the same size as ordinary penguins, but they shifty as hell. These are some nice penguins, all right? These are some, like, top-tier penguins. They can operate a train, steer a boat, like I said, incapacitate humans on the regular, all right? They once dug through concrete, stone, and dirt using just plastic spoons just to end up in the wrong enclosure with a zebra.
That was a Shawshank reference, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
I just put that together.
But they went through concrete with a plastic spoon. And they're penguins. Craziness. All right. They use Rico to destroy a brick wall as a battering ram.
Okay.
And they pick
into like the wall. Use your head from Toy Story 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to use my head. All right. They were able to hold a van back from moving while it tried to drive away. Yeah, that happened.
They held a van back?
Yes. And like the van was trying to... There was a respect threads on these dudes. There was a Reddit respect thread on these guys. But yeah, there was like a van trying to drive away and they like held it back with the bumper. Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember that part.
Neither do I.
But it happened. They once built an entire zoo in one night. Mm-hmm. So let that sink in.
Yeah. Okay.
An entire zoo. Incapacitated and tied up an elephant in the space of a smoke bomb exploding and the gas dissipating. The elephant is tied up to a tree. And they built a submarine. I don't know why. They're penguins. But they built a submarine. Right. They beat an entire army of lobsters.
Wait, they went to war?
No. It was in the movie. Have you ever seen the movie?
No.
Have you seen the movie?
I watched the movie last night.
All right. See, there was like, isn't Benedict Cumberbatch like the bad guy in that movie?
No. So I thought he was. It's John Malkovich.
He's the human, right? John Malkovich is the human.
So John Malkovich is an octopus that dresses up like a human. And then Benedict Cumberbatch is like a spy wolf thing. It's
what?
What
the hell?
Yeah. I need to watch this.
Okay. Pretty wild.
Can I interject here?
Yes.
So I love the Ninja Turtles. I have seen every Ninja Turtles movie. I think the Penguins of Madagascar movie is better than all of them.
All of them?
I think so.
I mean, I'm not a big fan. I don't think the Ninja Turtles have like a top tier movie. But a movie just about the Penguins of Madagascar being better than any movie about four martial art turtles seems a bit odd.
It's a bold claim.
Wow. All right, what is your opinion on like the newer like Megan Fox,
TMNT? The Michael Bay one?
Yeah,
I don't hate them. I own both of the movies, but I don't really go back and watch them nearly as much as I have with like the older movies.
Does the CGI freak you out in that?
Yeah,
yeah, it's creepy, isn't it?
Like I was watching a video on the Turtles. And like the new CGI Mikey popped up, and I was like, "Oh my god,
like, it's terrifying!"
It's also like massive cartoon characters, so you don't think about like how big, how creepy that is.
They're huge turtles,
yeah,
that walk around on two legs, you know, and talk
using and carry weapons
and carry weapons.
It's honestly nightmare fuel.
It's a bit out there. I'm not gonna at the very least, it's a little weird.
Yeah.
Also, I'm pretty sure that one of the turtles was played by Jack Reacher. Remember the huge dude? Have you seen Jack Reacher?
No, but I know what you're talking about. He was Thad in Blue Mountain State.
Yeah, he's like that huge dude.
Yeah, I don't remember his name, but yeah, he's one of them.
Yeah, he was the one of the turtles in that movie. Let that sink in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how big those turtles are, Aaron.
Alan Richardson.
Too damn big.
Yeah.
God. Anyway, I have like...
I would also love to see a Penguins of Madagascar movie done in the style.
Oh my god.
Just terrifying.
We're just literal flying penguins everywhere.
You know what? I think this. If there was a live action Penguins of Madagascar movie, I think the way to go is like Homeward Bound style, where it's just some penguins walking around and they talk to each other, but their mouths don't move.
Okay, yeah.
So it's just like four live action penguins walking around, karate chopping people in the throat, but they don't say anything at all out loud. Like their mouth is just, but like. We hear their voices. That's the way to go. You want some live action penguin karate action.
It's better than the alternative.
What is the alternative?
That they like...
Oh, that their mouths move?
That they give them teeth.
I mean, penguins do have...
The terrible 2003 CGI.
Yes.
Yes.
Terrible. Oh. Okay. I have a few more here after the lobster minions. All right, they are able to tie up and restrain an alligator as well. Okay. They bested humans who could easily take care of a lion in a fight.
Who are these humans?
I don't know.
Poachers?
I don't know. It was like a woman. She like took care of Alex in a fight, like handled business.
Oh, the old woman?
Yeah, and then they disposed of her.
Oh, so they like the old woman that like beat Alex with her purse.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then they handled.
Okay.
And then they were able to also lift a large boulder off of the ground. Penguins. That is all that I have written down about these penguin superheroes.
Alan Richman played Raphael.
Raphael. Which one is Raphael?
The like rebellious one with the red thing.
Okay. All right.
So I didn't really write write anything down.
That's fine.
I have some, but not a lot. So I'll just kind of give a rundown of the Turtles. I feel like anyone listening to this should basically know their origin, but you know, they're four turtles who got swept into the sewer along with a canister of ooze, and the ooze mutated them, and they were found by Splinter, a rat who also was mutated by the ooze, and he raised them, and he taught them all of his karate skills.
Did the ooze give Splinter the karate skills? Or did the rat that became Splinter already have karate skills?
So, there's two different origin stories. There's one where Splinter was already a rat, and his owner was like a karate master, and he learned it by watching him. And there's also a version where Splinter was the karate master, and mutated into a rat.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Splinter was a dude?
Yeah, there's two different iterations, and one of them, he was the dude. And then he just got turned into a rat.
Ratatouille 2 is looking wild.
This is, I didn't watch much of, like, past, in Madagascar, I didn't watch much past the first one. With TMNT, my knowledge is limited to, like, one animated movie.
Mm.
So this is wild to me.
You know what's also wild? The ooze that mutated them was originally supposed to be the same ooze that got in Daredevil's eyes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, because Marvel, Marvel wrote the origin story.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah,
they're not written by Marvel anymore.
No, but when they added the origin story, Marvel did it. That's also why it's like Splinter instead of Stick.
Even though they're the same dude.
It's straight up a parody Daredevil, along with so they took influence from Daredevil and from the New Mutants comics. That's where they get the teenage part.
New Mutants.
Yeah, with Arya Stark.
I understand.
And Stranger Things.
You didn't like that movie.
I thought it was kind of cool. Kind of decent.
Have you seen that movie? New Mutants?
Sorry, my computer kind of froze.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, I saw the New Mutants, when it came out.
Yeah. How is your opinion?
It was okay.
All right. Yay.
It was okay for a movie that got delayed, seven times.
It was okay. I think that's the best thing you can say about it.
Yeah.
It could have been worse.
Expected worse.
It could have been Inhumans, the TV show. Could have been worse.
Anyway, please continue.
So, Splinter finds these turtles, he raises them as his sons, and he teaches them all of his karate knowledge.
Naturally.
He teaches them for about 13 to 15 years, depending on which comic you're reading, until they start going out of the sewer.
How long do turtles normally live?
Probably not that long.
Are they pet turtles?
Technically, they're like tortoises, too, so tortoises live for a long time.
That's true.
What kind? I'm going to look at what kind of turtle they are.
They're Teenage Mutant Ninjas.
They're teenage. They're mutants. And they're ninjas. Those are your qualifiers.
I'm going to interrupt in a second, though. Kind of turtle.
Oh, you're good.
Maybe TMNT. Oh, they're actually different kinds of turtle.
Red-eared slider.
All four of them.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Leo. But
they're brothers.
Yeah, well, I mean, they were raised together, so like adopted kind of thing, I guess.
That's fair.
But Leo is a red-eared slider.
Which can live longer than 20 years. Which is
Raphael
not great.
Raphael is a snapping turtle. Donatello is a soft-shell turtle. And Michelangelo is a box turtle. Raphael, the blue one?
Well,
red.
Jesus Christ.
It's the same guy.
Wait, hold on.
All right.
Yeah, you can keep going.
That's sort of the rundown of their origin. You know, they're Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's basically the gist of it.
Yeah.
I do have some beats here, though, sort of like you had. So the 15 years of intense ninja training combined with their mutant powers makes each of them stronger, faster, and much more skilled than humans. So Leonardo, the Blue Turtle, once destroyed an alien tank by running around it at lightning quick speed while slashing quickly at it. When he stopped running, the tank shattered to pieces.
Is it like respect? Do they have like the tornado effect on it?
Pretty much. That's what it sounds like.
All right.
Get it.
It was matched through an army of giant mechanical robots using nothing but their weapons and their bodies.
Okay.
Leonardo, the Blue Turtle, again, is able to battle entire armies of ninjas all at once and win. He's usually the one who ends up defeating the bad guy Shredder at the end. Michelangelo, the orange goofy turtle, he won the Battle Nexus tournament, which was a dimensional arena where beings from across the universes came to duel.
What other characters are in that Battle Nexus tournament?
I'm not really too sure. I'll look into it. Too, but...
I'm looking at it.
Please continue.
And then Raphael, the red one, says is perhaps the most powerful and strongest and definitely one of the quickest. He can fight entire hordes and armies of ninjas by himself. He's the most durable turtle, able to take hits from the Shredder and still fight back. But besides that, each of the turtles are extremely durable. They've survived explosions, buildings being dropped on them, being stabbed, being punched by superpowered beings, lightning bolts, laser shots, and a comic blast.
Comic blast? So
pretty durable turtles.
What is a comic blast?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Okay.
And it says here, however, their main power is their family bond. Aww.
It's not about what comes at the end of the journey. It's about the memories we make along the way.
Shut up.
They're not even related.
We have adoption. Thor and Loki are brothers. Adopted
family bond.
Yeah. It's found family, Hayden.
Yeah, I was able to find...
That's basically all I have.
I was able to find the winners and participants of the Nexus tournament. I don't recognize any of these people. Donatello took part at one point.
Donatello. Splinter was in there.
Splinter.
Golrath.
Octopus contestant.
Is that Gold? As in the Golrath?
No, I doubt it. Come on now. No.
Okay, that. That's just the ogre.
It's just the blob. Yeah. But it was a large tournament of the best fighters in the universe.
Hmm.
So. Good. Yep, good.
And the goofy guy won it for some reason.
Somehow. That's how it always goes.
That's how like, he did, I suspect he pulled a Spider-Man.
Hmm.
Right.
Yeah, kind of just distract him with the humor.
Okay.
That's what Spider-Man and Obi-Wan do.
Okay.
That's all what right. They do.
So TMNT has added powers on top of just being giant ninja turtles, right?
Basically, they have like enhanced strength and speed and all that.
All right.
If, I don't think they have any like crazy powers though.
So if you were to take like, let's say we take like TMNT from normal turtle to their strength now, is that a bigger jump or bigger ratio multiplier than the penguins taking care of an elephant? Is that, you think, where do you think that falls in like a multiplier?
Which one of us
are like, which one is a bigger multiplier? Which one is stronger for their size? And keep in mind that the TMNT are much larger than normal turtles.
They are. That is true.
And the penguins of Madagascar are the same size as normal turtles.
Well, that's not really relevant to this. TMNT are not going to change their size because...
But they did already change their size. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So like with bigger size, they still like just naturally get more strong. But obviously they're stronger than a normal like turtle of that size would be.
6 foot turtle.
Yeah. They're stronger than a normal, your average 6 foot turtle. But the penguins of Madagascar can stop a van from driving away as normal-sized penguins.
That is true.
So, I mean, and they don't have opposable thumbs. They just have flippers.
Yeah. Question.
Yes.
What kind of weapons are the penguins packing? Flippers.
Yeah, see, so they, when they had it, they just, like, to grab onto it. They didn't have any, like, you know, because the Ninja Turtles, they have thumbs.
Yeah, two right? fingers and a thumb.
Yeah. Is it two fingers or three fingers?
I think they have three.
Yeah, I think they have, I think it's three fingers and a thumb.
Yeah, yeah, it's three.
Yeah. They're like SpongeBob.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, like, they just, like, they had to, like, hook the flippers on, you know, and obviously they're not wearing shoes, so those are just their bottom flippers, keeping them in place.
Bottom flippers.
Bottom flippers.
They're called feet, Aiden.
No, they're bottom they're flippers.
Still, like, they're still called the feet.
Ah, flippers.
Question for Aiden.
Yes.
Once you're done looking that up, what kind of weapons are the penguins packing? What weapons That's has what Rico? Okay. What weapons up. Has Rico swallowed?
All of them? I have pulled up the Respect the Penguins of Madagascar thread on Reddit. Right. So, standard gear. Shout out the creator. Oh, yeah. Sorry. This is from Reddit creator Ultima8_lifeform.
Okay.
All right. Or the Eggman.
Okay.
On a, their standard gear, all right? This is just the normal stuff that they have as penguins. They have grenades, grenades filled with knockout gas, dynamite, bombs, smoke bombs, and a rocket launcher. This all came out of Rico's gullet. They also have gas masks, chainsaws, flamethrowers, laser pens, and dart guns. Makeshift jetpacks, grappling hooks, a drill hat that Rico often uses to dig into high-security locations. Because it's Rico. Motion sensors, x-ray goggles, surveillance goggles, a buggy that they use when they need to get around quickly, remote control planes, and yes, individual spacecraft powered by fireworks, rocket ships, jetpacks gifted to them by the Northwind Spy Agency, and hologram technology.
What? They have a what?
Which one are you confused about?
The last two.
Jetpacks gifted to them by the Northwind Spy Agency.
Interpol, I'm guessing.
I think it's from the movie.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where Benedict Cumberbatch Wolf comes in.
Okay.
He is the Northwind Spy Agency. And then the hologram technology.
Did that also come from Benedict Cumberbatch?
No, that came from Rico's stomach. He just, actually, Rico just opens his mouth and then there's a projector in there.
Like R2 showing Leia's, yeah, like hologram?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And it just like projects it. All right. That is their normal.
There's more?
No, that's their standard gear.
Okay.
All right. So that's what they're packing.
Yeah, just to kind of help here, I did actually make up a list of things Rico has regurgitated that I could find.
See? What do you got?
So, some other things. I have a crossbow, plunger. Plunger crossbow, baseball bats, grappling hook, baby powder, giant rocket with a launch platform.
With the launch platform?
Yeah, like the giant rocket and the platform that it's on.
What the hell?
It's like Mary Poppins' bag.
It really is. He's also had a sledgehammer, rat cannon, which I assume is a cannon that shoots rats.
Or is it a splinter?
Right. he's also spit up a payphone, Kowalski, another penguin, and four quarters.
I love how you ended on like a fairly tame note with like, he just swallowed a dollar in quarters.
I hope that's what happened. He swallowed like a whole dollar bill in four quarters.
It's like a vending machine?
Yeah.
Okay. What about the equipment of TMNT? Do they have more than just like their iconic weapons?
Swords?
Some, but not a lot. Like Michelangelo has a grappling hook type deal that he uses. And they have the turtle van, which is a van they drive around in. And okay. It shoots manhole covers.
They're shooting manhole covers at people?
That's metal.
Are we sure these guys should not be arrested?
It sounds like they're doing illegal stuff.
Yeah, other than that, they've just got their basic weapons for the most part. Okay. There's been iterations where they've gotten like basically Iron Man outfits, but I didn't look too much into that.
Somebody on the Respect thread wrote this very poetic little thing about the penguins.
This is not from
the creator. This is from Reddit user Nine Space King.
This will not be brought in as evidence.
All right. I just think it's cool as hell. Okay. All right. So they said the penguins of Madagascar are four top tier street tier characters with versatile weapons and gadgets that allow them to take nearly any realistic mission. To beat them in a fight would require at least building level attacks, defense, excellent martial arts skills, or an ability that makes up for lack thereof, and flexibility / intelligence to use Kowalski's inventions against the four.
Kowalski's inventions?
Yes, because he's the inventor of the group. He's the tall penguin.
Turtles do definitely have the martial arts skills.
Yes.
Donatello is like genius level intellect.
Okay. Do they have building level attacks?
I don't believe so.
For those of you wondering at home what that even means, when you look up strength tests of characters, there's like, you know, there's room level, building level, street level, or what is it called? What's a street but like two?
Road?
Hmm.
A highway?
No.
A path.
It's street level, neighborhood level, city level, country level, and planet level.
A parkway.
But these are two. These are four penguins that are classified as building level.
Boardwalk.
No, Aaron. It's a block.
Block.
City block level. But they're building level.
So. Donatello is an inventor, isn't he?
Yeah, Donatello is like high IQ, genius level intellect.
Is he able to build things out of junk that comes out of a penguin?
Out of stuff that comes out of a penguin? I'm not sure.
Because that's what Kowalski specializes in.
I don't think they've ran into that.
Where is he?
Yeah, that's probably like an outlier, if at all. But Kowalski specializes in building technology that comes out of Rico.
He went to engineering school.
He can make do with anything.
That's fair.
I think that anything there is not...
And he's fast, too.
I think I do think the anything there is a little much.
Well, I mean, there's baby powder.
Well, yeah, but Rico's swallowing everything. He's like a black hole. Yes. Yes. He can probably throw up a skyscraper if he wanted to.
And then Kowalski could use it as a weapon. Somehow.
Well, they have had buildings dropped on them before.
They have. Kowalski is fast and efficient. Uses every single part of the kill.
It's a little one. You want to rephrase that? I get what you're trying to say, but you want to rephrase it?
Uses every possible resource
that is
given to him for his advantage. On top of that, they're very small and fast.
I've got no rebuttal for that. I don't know what Donatello could build out of a penguin's upchucks.
Stomach trash.
I do have a question kind of going on like a... We kind of talked about it a little bit. Hayden talked about it with Kowalski a bit. What about the tactician going on? Mm. Tactician aspect of these groups?
I will say Leonardo, the leader of the group, is supposed to be a great tactician.
Have you seen Skipper at work? Skipper has plotted the downfalls of entire Skipper's governments.
Yeah, that's it.
Skipper has destroyed worlds.
Okay, is the government's thing canon?
No.
Okay.
But he has outsmarted humans and other animals and like supervillains and stuff like that.
But has he outsmarted turtles?
Unsure.
Has he fought any other sentient turtles that are also any other sentient animals that are also trained?
Yeah, he defeated the lobster octopus thing and the lobsters.
Okay.
He's a tactical genius, except if you're tunneling underground.
Okay. So these two groups are kind of parallel to each other. Mm. You got Skipper and Leonardo. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just how groups of four usually go.
Yeah, it's a archetype.
Yeah.
Leonardo and Rico, I'm guessing. Yeah, Donatello and Kowalski, and then Michelangelo and Private.
Who we didn't even talk about Private at all.
No.
Private is the key.
Let's talk about Private, though, because I think Private is going to be the downfall of the Penguins, whereas Mikey is going to bring them up.
How is Mikey better in the group than Private is in his group?
Because Michelangelo, although he is the goofiest turtle, he is also the deadliest. He has the highest kill count out of any of the turtles. 100... It's almost 1,000.
Holy cow. What the heck?
Dude's like Chopper.
He's just murdering everybody. Oh.
Okay.
All right.
So, basically, there's a new story that came out in, like, 2020, I think, where it's called The Last Ronin. It's basically the TMNT version of, like, Old Man Logan.
I've seen that.
And it is... I don't want to give any spoilers, but I guess I already kind of did. It's Michelangelo in the future, and he's the last turtle. And he has killed almost thousands of people to get his revenge for the deaths of his brothers.
It's like Ronin. Hawkeye, yeah. Ronin.
Basically.
Now.
And that is also the goofy turtle.
With that being said.
What about Private Aid?
Private has not been put in that situation. He could lose his mind and just start killing everybody. We don't know. He's in training. He is watching how Skipper runs the team. And he is learning from Skipper. He is learning how to build things from Kowalski. He is learning how to be crazy from Rico. All right?
How to eat we don't everything.
Know what the end game is for Private. He is conniving. Right, he is holding those secrets in his own mind. Right, he has a plan that we don't even know about as the audience. Okay,
okay,
he is still in training right now.
But do we see this plan?
We don't
in like the timeline.
No,
in any canonical.
No,
timeline?
because those other three never pass away. We haven't expanded. We haven't gotten to Old Man Logan stage yet.
Do we see a Old Man Private?
That would be cool because you want to see that like one eye Private, you know, just like a Solid Snake, but Private from Penguins of Madagascar.
I'm saying like an old Solid Snake where he like
yeah, where he like he's got this
like fight. No, it wasn't Solid. No, it was Solid Snake.
Not, yeah, the, hiding in boxes.
Like whenever he was fighting like Liquid Ocelot. On
yeah.
That thing. Okay.
Yeah, that is Private's future. All right, but he doesn't have to go there yet because he has the team. Though, do what?
I will say though, I haven't seen that come up at all, and everything I've seen, all Private has it's on true. His side is goodness and luck.
He is lucky. I'm glad you brought that up. Luck. Just look at Domino, okay? Domino is able to defeat things and people way more powerful than she is using luck. Private is lucky. He is the lucky charm for this group of ultra assassins. Okay? He is the key. If Private wasn't there, none of this would work. He is the linchpin. Okay? He is that bit of luck that they need to defeat anybody that comes up against them. He is what they need going into the future.
Okay.
And that is why when we finally get the Private Old Man Logan storyline, it is just going to be even more tragic because he does not have his friends and he has to do it on his own. The last, and that is when he will shine.
The last penguin.
The last penguin. That's when he will shine as the ultra hyper killer that he is. This fine-tuned penguin assassin who has just been lying in wait.
Did you also bring up like the did you bring into your research the clip of the penguins with Barack Obama?
No.
Okay.
What?
They did like a promotional campaign video with Barack and Michelle Obama for like I can't remember exactly what it's for, but it was like related to military.
No, Aaron, that is a core memory.
I'll tell you what, I'm gonna watch that once this is done.
That is a core memory in the that end. You have just unlocked. I now remember that.
Warning for spoilers of this, but in the end, Private does take command of the penguins for a time.
What you're saying is the penguins of Madagascar helped train the United States Army.
I don't think that's exactly what it was.
Canon confirmed here today. The United States Army was trained by the penguins of Madagascar. Case closed.
Don't tell the...
I rest, Your Honor.
Are you the defense or the prosecution?
Yes.
Okay.
I am Amber Heard's lawyers. I don't know what I'm doing here. And I suck at my job.
It's a very deep cut there. Mm.
That is very of the time, isn't it?
It's 5 years. Nobody's going to get
that. Nobody's going to understand that at all.
Matt, do you...
When you date the podcast, that's about penguins.
Two clearly immortal character types here. Yeah. The penguins and the turtles, they will go on... live on for years into the future, but this court case that's currently going on will not.
Yeah, no. They're going to be studied by anthropologists and archaeologists.
You're welcome. You're
going to find like a
hello from random copy
from Penguins of Madagascar.
And they're going to want more information. That's when they come to us.
These people
they're gonna come to us, to me.
To you.
I am going to be in the future.
Technically.
Today.
Yeah. Technically, now, if they're doing archaeology.
You're the leader.
Yes.
You're the leading expert.
I'm the leading expert on the penguins of Madagascar in the world. I challenge anybody who says that they are better than me.
Have you watched the movie?
No. I know all there is to know. I read a respect thread made by somebody else. I watched their TV show.
They had a TV show?
Yeah, do you remember the TV show?
Yeah, and I was thinking about that. So it was on Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
You know what else was on Nickelodeon at the same time?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. One of their many shows.
This could have happened.
It could have.
But it never did.
Nickelodeon, you missed out on this magic.
During that TMNT thing, wasn't there like a cartoon movie that they came out with for that show? Where like,
yeah.
Where like Raphael went rogue.
What?
He left the turtles for a time. That's the main thing I remember from TMNT. Is like a movie where Raphael like went rogue.
Yeah, so that's called TMNT. That's it. Not the actual words, just the abbreviation.
Okay.
And, It's weird. It's a sequel to the three live action movies. But it's animated and came out in 2007.
That sounds terrible.
That's
an animated sequel to three live action movies?
Dude, it's
yeah, bad. I've only seen that like once or twice, but a lot of people for some reason claim that's their favorite of the Turtles movies.
Because there's no like live action Turtles.
I just unlocked a core memory. This is on Netflix.
Is it?
Yeah.
You know, I'm pretty sure.
On HBO Max, too.
I think Chris Evans is Leonardo in that one, too.
Aaron, what? Look it up. Holy shit.
No, yeah. He's Casey Jones.
Yeah, he's Casey.
Dude, Leonardo is Obi-Wan Kenobi from, like, Clone Wars.
No
he's
way.
James Arnold Taylor.
No way. Oh, my God. Dude, Lawrence Fishburne's in there.
Nolan North is Raphael.
Patrick Stewart.
What is this?
This movie is amazing.
This is packed.
Is this the animated version?
It's like the...
Or yeah. The live action.
This is animated.
Okay.
It's the one I showed you, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Is there currently a TV show on right now? At least a few years ago, there was a really badly animated one on.
Where Raphael right. was like three times bigger than the other turtles?
Yeah, and they were like, it was like, the animation was like, it was really kiddie.
Hmm.
It was like, yeah.
If it is still on, I think it's that one.
Yeah. That's sad.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's like worse than Rebels kiddie.
Whoa.
The animation in Rebels is more kiddie than Clone Wars.
It's just taking it slightly, yes, but it's taking on Ralph McQuarrie's concept art. I am a Rebels apologist.
Don't even go ahead. You're a Rebels apologist?
Yes. And apologist. You made
that up. Just now.
Apologist?
Yeah.
It means a defender. From the Greek apologia, which means a defense.
No. We're not having this conversation.
I will go into the apology of Socrates, Aiden.
Poor Matt with your Socrates.
If you know more about Greek philosophy than I do about the turtles.
He probably knows more about Greek philosophy than I know about anything.
Spend a lot of my time studying Greco-Roman culture.
Except for the penguins of Madagascar. They are my life now.
Just dedicate your life solely to...
I will see them in my dreams. They will talk to me in my dreams. They will guide my every step moving forward.
This sounds like an obsession, Aiden.
It's not an obsession. It's real.
That's session's real.
It's real to me.
Do y'all have any more to add?
I think I've added quite enough.
Okay. Matt, do you have anything you feel needs to be out?
Yeah, I would like to say to the jury real quick, I was not as prepared for this as I thought I was.
You never are. Yeah.
All right, you're doing, you had notes, so you're doing better than Hayden most of the time.
Yeah, usually I don't even have notes. I did keep notes today, because, I don't know, I felt like it.
It's the penguins, you had to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my notes there, and the red on this page.
Even in a different color.
Yeah. Because I need you to remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually, like, maybe write down, like, a sentence or two. I think that one.
Yeah.
That was a whole character.
We'll show up next week on Nerdament.
Yeah.
Even though y'all can't see because we don't have a camera out right now. Okay, so can y'all do kind of, like, closing arguments, kind of, like, summary? Like, keep it quick.
Quick.
Yes.
Well, basically, while I come up with a conclusion.
Okay. Penguins of Madagascar. Ultra trained. Ultra lethal. Able to handle animals 100 times their size. Outsmart humans. Hold back moving vans. Pilot planes. Drive cars. Pilot or captain boats. They can do it all. They have a regurgitating rocket launcher penguin. They have a leader who is on par with anybody you come up against. They have an engineer who can make things out of pretty much anything you can find in a penguin. And then...
Which is a lot.
Lastly, they have their lucky charm. Their secret weapon. The future most dangerous animal in the world. Private. That's some penguins of Madagascar.
Okay, Matt.
Alright. So, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, they have up to 15 years of training, doing basically nothing but training and eating pizza. They are highly skilled with their own weapons. They are extremely durable, surviving explosions, buildings dropped on them, being stabbed, being punched by superpowered beings. They have taken down armies and hordes of ninjas, one at a time. They have Leo, who is a great tactician. They have Donnie, who is extremely smart. They have Raph, who is a huge brute And they have Mikey, who is super goofy, but the deadliest one of them all. And in summation, I would like to say Splinter taught them to be ninja teens. Leonardo leads. Donatello does machines. Raphael is cool but rude. Michelangelo is a party dude.
Wow. Nice. Wow. Commend you for that.
Turtle power.
he sang a whole song.
He did.
I didn't have a song prepared.
No.
I wasn't.
That's putting you down. Did
the best part have a theme?
I wasn't like, I hold on. I'll look up the opening credits here.
I don't think it was like a...
I think it's I don't like think they sang.
We're waiting on you for the verdict.
First hour and a half. Or first 4.5 minutes.
Okay.
I was like, whoa.
First 4.5 hours of the Penguins of Madagascar movies. I think it's just like grandiose music.
I gotta say though, that person voicing that is Werner Herzog.
It is.
Yeah.
They got Werner Herzog to voice their opening. What does their budget look like?
I mean, it was DreamWorks putting all their chips on the table for Penguins of Madagascar, so yeah, pretty big.
It was Shrek again.
And Ice Age.
And Ice Age. But yeah. Do you have a final judgment,
sir? I do. I am greatly impressed by both of these groups. Mm. More so than I was coming in. More so than I thought I would be, because...
Regarding who, specifically?
Both.
Really? You're not you weren't a big respecter of the TMNT when you came in here.
I didn't know much about them.
Okay.
Most of what I knew about them was like vague memories of the 2007 movie, which I didn't even remember where it was until Matt told me.
Okay.
But due to the fact of basically built kind of more building on their like story arc, so we get to see them further down the line, and along with their kind of enhanced abilities and powers and stuff, I'm going to have to go with TMNT. Which, the big thing here, you had me going for Penguins when you brought up the equipment. But then I kind of thought about, like, brought up rocket launchers. And that one immediately, like, made me kind of turn towards the Penguins. Then I do remember Matt brought up they survive explosions. He brought up they were building level. Like, which I know that's not admissible. This is why you can't bring this stuff up. Building level attacks. And the TMNT has tanked buildings before. So that kind of puts it. I don't know. It's kind of like the Penguins are like in the early parts of their career. Even though they've been around for a while. They can do absolutely amazing things. I would never fight any of them. And if I was in a back alley and I fought the Penguins, I would die. But given down to like each member, I think TMNT has more experience and more experience fighting other animals who are trained. And not to down on Private, but skill wise, he's still learning. He's still a child ish. He's a kid in relative terms. And in that sense, he's not to the point. Like, he's kind of a weak link compared to Michelangelo. So that is my verdict.
You will live to regret this. I will find the Penguins. I know they exist in real life. And I will show them where you live, where you sleep. I'll see you later.
I just want to say I respect the Penguins completely. Like I said, I was having a hard time picking which side. And I really hope this does become a true lifelong obsession for you.
I will be that guy. I am that guy. Penguins are mine now.
We have parties, like, but have you seen the movie?
Have you seen? I'll just try to get anybody I talk to for the rest of my life on my side about it. And, like, every single person I interact with is like, have you seen the Penguins of Madagascar? Well, let me tell you about them. And then they'll just eventually either walk away or die of boredom like Airplane.
Okay.
That's about it, I think, I assume.
No, this was a very hard decision. I'll give you all that. This was very well chosen, Matt.
Yes. This was a nice choice. It was a good choice.
Thank you.
Also, congratulations, Matt, on beating Nerdament.
No, thank you. I just wanted an excuse to talk about the turtles. So
that is fine. That's
true. Yeah.
We welcome all sorts of pop culture talk in here.
And excuses.
Unless you're slandering Adam Driver. It's not allowed. BXG. Not allowed.
Hayden still has strong feelings.
I know you're listening.
Hayden still has strong
feelings. You have
my
DM. Do not slander Adam Driver. Adam Driver is amazing. And I love him.
Matt, how do you feel about Adam Driver after listening to that?
Sorry, well, he kind of froze up on my
head. Oh, no. How do you feel about Adam Driver after hearing Hayden's, threats?
I think Adam Driver is a very good actor.
Good choice.
I see him in more things. And I love it when John Oliver sexually harasses him on a show.
Okay. All right, I'll take it. And it's better than the last time we talked about
yeah.
it. So.
All right. You got anything else?
I don't got anything else. Right. Do you have anything you'd like to say? You can plug your podcast one more time. Tell us where we can find it.
Yeah, so Super Normal and Pilot Seasons, you can find them anywhere you get podcasts. We're just now starting to do YouTube videos too for the shows.
Nice.
So that's fun.
Same.
And yeah. You know, just check out my shows if you enjoyed listening to me. And thank you guys for having me on to talk about some turtles and some penguins.
Yeah. You're more than welcome.
Of course, man. Thanks for coming out to
us. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to link your shows in our description down here. So those of you listening, the links are in the description. So.
Well, thank you. Much appreciated.
There you go. Yeah. That is our final order of business. If you ever have any questions about comic books or Star Wars, you know where to find us.
Oh yeah.
And then I'll tell you where Aaron is so you can talk to him.
You ever have questions about Greek philosophy?
No.
You can also go use Hayden.
I would think that you probably lucked out going against me, honestly. He is a formidable force when it comes to these things.
Oh, I've listened to the shows. I was a little nervous coming in at all.
Yeah. I am by far nowhere near as thorough as he is. So, yay. That's the only reason we're done now. And he might want to, if I did choose the TMNT, he might want to physically fight you. He does not like losing.
No, I hate it.
Especially if you feel strongly about the character. But yeah, for the Nerdament listeners back there, we will be back to our regularly scheduled programming next week when we start to make some matchups here in round 2 for round 3. So, see you then. Subscribe, like Matt's podcast, subscribe to Matt's podcast, YouTube's, talk to us on the socials, comment, tell us that we're wrong, tell us that Aaron made the incorrect decision today.
That's my first time as a judge.
That's his first time as a judge. This is why he will never be doing it again.
Okay.
Sorry, brother.
Oh, getting fired.
We will see you next week. Oh, but how often does your podcast come out?
We release every
It is.
It's fair.
It is hard to do. Podcasting is hard. It is hard to do. But every other Monday for him, every Thursday for us, anywhere you can find podcasts, we will see you then and there. Have a good week. And bye-bye.
Bye.